Sold tape.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
All right, we are back, ready to talk about some National Basketball Association. And how can you talk about pro basketball, Bill, without starting off talking about what's going on with the Cleveland Cavaliers? I just watched them play a game a few nights ago against Houston, a home game. And could you believe it, Bill? They actually got booed off the court. Booed off the court. And they didn't look good at all. And this has become a pattern where teams are just running the Cavs up and down the court. The Cavs still can't play defense. They're not communicating. They have players hurt as well. And they really need to get these players back on the court, but still, even at full strength, they're really in a bad situation, Bill. And the biggest part about that is they really look confused. They look like they do not have an answer in the world. So I'm not sure. You have the trade deadline coming up. I'm not sure if they could do anything at this point.
I can tell you a couple things. Well, first of all, let me just go on the record and be clear. So I don't want anybody out there across the land to think for one moment that I'm not real clear about this. Don't like the Cavaliers. I don't like LeBron James.
The greatest players of the game right now, you don't like.
I'm glad you offered right now, because you was about to open up a serious can of worms if you said all time.
No way.
But,
no way.
But I don't like – and here's the problem with that. I have no good reason not to like LeBron. Mm-hmm. Just don't like him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as the old saying goes, never been a horse that won the Kentucky Derby that couldn't run. If you don't have the horses, you can't run. And Cleveland has begun to show some levels of normality. They had a lopsided trade, as we argued last week. Kyrie Irving insisted, suggested, twisted his way out of Cleveland and went to Boston. You don't let a double-double man like that, one of the most exciting offensive players in the game, get away from an established championship team, but they did. They brought in Dwayne Wade only because of his wife. You know, you want his wife in the stands.
That's what you said.
Well, that's the fact. I mean, there's nothing else Dwayne Wade could do for you. So you want his wife in the stands, and then without Kevin Love, you know, Kevin Love is probably sitting in a hotel room saying, "See, y'all wanted to beat me up last week. Now you see how bad it is without me." Because they wanted to blame everything on Kevin Love.
Well, should he be traded?
Well,
based on everything you're saying.
Well, I'm just offering reasons, you know, why they're in the position they're in. And to make reference once again that I don't care, because my Lakers beat the Rockets, so the comeback is in gear. And very soon.
And how many years?
Very soon, we will be back on top of the basketball world where we belong. So I don't care about LeBron and all that crying. LeBron said, Take us off national TV.
Hold on, Bill.
We don't deserve to be on national TV. Take us off. Come on, LeBron, with all that crime, man. You're a grown man.
Okay, Bill, you sit here and you talk about you don't like LeBron, and you know you talk about LeBron all bad and everything, but at the same time you tell me he might be a Laker next year. So what's going on?
Oh, I could learn to love him. I could learn to love him if he's in the purple and gold.
Maybe that's what it is. Because he doesn't play for the Lakers is the problem.
And not only that, I hope he doesn't go to the Lakers. I don't want to see him go to the Lakers or Golden State or the Clippers. I mean, stay in Cleveland and rebuild it and put it back together again and stop leaving every time somebody comes down with a medical condition or somebody gets traded.
Hold on. You're not okay with LeBron leaving, but you're okay with James Harrison leaving the Pittsburgh Steelers to go play for the New England Patriots. James Harrison has two Super Bowl victories.
Kevin, that has nothing to do
with each other. Two Super Bowl rings.
That has nothing to do with each other. James Harrison was released.
Well, he still decided to go.
He had to go somewhere. He got a family to feed.
Well,
that has nothing
LeBron James has the option to leave.
And then you wonder why I doze off on you, because every now and then you say something that I need to be asleep and not hearing. But anyway, my contention is the NBA should keep LeBron where he's at any way, shape, or form, and we don't need to overload any other team, especially teams in the West. You know, stay in and fight your battle. That's my contention.
So
honest. Let me be honest with you about something. LeBron is a phenom, a freak of nature, a work of basketball artistry. I give him all props. He's a great, great player. I tease about not liking him, Cleveland. Or the Music Hall of Fame in Cleveland, but
so you just don't like Cleveland, period?
No. I mean, Cleveland's all right. I'm just saying, if you got somewhere, you got to go. But I'm a Laker man, and to be honest with you, see, my contention was I've been with the Lakers since 1969. Wes Chamberlain, you know, all of that. Now, admittedly, I drifted. I went to Chicago for a while, and as did most everybody else on the planet. Fell in love with Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, and that great run. But when Michael left, and Scottie left, and Tex left, and what's the coach's name? I forget his name already. When they all left Chicago, I left Chicago. Wasn't no sense in me staying. Everybody else left.
That's bad.
So
man.
I'm back in L.A.
You're just jumping on victory trains left and right. Your team is your team. You're supposed to stick with your team.
I'm a sports whore, Kevin.
You said it.
I'm a sports whore.
You said it.
I've been known to go with team to team. What else can I
say? But you're not a Golden State fan.
I like Golden State. I like Golden State a lot, but I'm not willing to jump on their bandwagon. But I like them a lot. I enjoy watching them.
So given that, Bill, Golden State, you have Houston, you have San Antonio hanging around, but I still don't believe that, you know, they really have a good opportunity to do anything this year. But when you take a look at the East and you take a look at the West, and I said it before, I do not believe Cleveland will be the team in the East in the championship.
Who are you picking?
Well, we'll see. I don't believe that it would be Cleveland. I think Boston has a real good opportunity. Let me put it that way.
Why are you hedging? I mean, either if it's
I'm
not,
just told, I'm being honest with you.
Well, who else do you think could win it if Boston doesn't win it?
Boston is probably the only other team at this point that I believe will be able to.
Toronto, Atlanta,
they're not going to win it. Toronto has a good opportunity.
But
as
coming
well.
Out of the East, you like Boston.
Coming out of the East, I say Boston or Toronto. Okay. And that's pretty much how it's set up right now with Cleveland being the third team. But Cleveland is not looking good.
You
whatsoever.
Don't think Cleveland can put it back together?
I don't believe Cleveland can put it back together. See, the thing about Cleveland, as I mentioned before, and I've said this probably since the first week of the season or the first 2 weeks. Cleveland is an old team right now. I believe they're the oldest team in the NBA. And they can't play defense.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
That's crazy.
And they can't keep the pace with these other teams out there. I don't believe Cleveland could put it together. Now, again, the trade deadline is coming up. Will they make any moves? We'll see. So I think for this year, Bill, the only opportunity, and we'll talk about this later as well, the only opportunity for LeBron to win anything this year will be the All-Star game. You know, he has a All-Star basketball team. Mm-hmm. So it's LeBron versus Curry.
Yeah.
So I think that's his only opportunity to win this year.
Hey, I need to remind everybody out there listening, you're listening to Urban Media Today, Soul Take Champions Live sports talk show coming to you live from Pittsburgh. And if you're wondering, in just a second, I'm going to let my good friend Kevin tell you how to listen to us. Now, if you're listening to us, you know how to listen to us. But if you stumbled across us accidentally, I'm going to have Kevin share with you the appropriate way to find us. But just so you know, the reason why you can't call in just yet is because in our infant stages, we have not risen to that level of operation. But very shortly, You'll be able to call in and comment and question and disagree with Kevin all you want. So just stay tuned to us coming down the road. We've kicked off the new year with new and inciting sports information, sports talk. And we'll be bringing plenty of people your way. We brought you the great four-time Super Bowl champion JT Thomas last week. Judge Dwayne Woodruff, former Pittsburgh Steeler cornerback Dwayne Woodruff, will be coming this way. Pittsburgh Steeler Robin Cole, basketball players like B.B. Flannery, Myron Brown, who hailed from Pittsburgh and did some NBA time. We brought you Warren Wilson, who played overseas. Some old Pittsburgh Pirates will be coming your way. And we'll be having some ladies on the show, too, that have been world recognized for their achievements. So plenty of great sports coming your way in the near future. But for right now, Kev, tell them how to get in touch with us if they happen to be listening on somebody else's wave right now.
Well, they probably landed this if they're listening to our show already, urbanmediatoday.com. And Trev, who is our producer as well, Trev, if you could just explain some other ways.
Of course,
as well.
Easiest way, first and foremost, is go to urbanmedia.com. There is a site. It's a site where you can access the information and actually become a VIP member of Urban Media Today, both radio and the website. Go on there. It's self-explanatory. Once you go to the home page, go to the middle of the page, click on VIP, become a member. You get all access all the time. And you can also listen to Urban Media Today Radio. That's on Live 365. It is an online radio station, which is 24/7, which has different programming with sports shows, sports talk. We also have music. It's music driven. And the programs on there feature like people that the two of you would know, like Sly Jock. He has a Sunday night show, yeah. Digging in the Crates. It's a 2-hour show, comes on Sundays. That's a feature. This show, Soul Take Champions Live, this is a feature show. The reason I say featured show is because as a VIP member, once you sign up, it's only $19.95 for a year, $19.99 for a year. You get access to the shows before they even air. And then once they do air, you have continued access to hear the shows over again. So if there's parts of this show, like JT Smith, JT Thomas from last weekend, if
so
you want to hear that,
could
you
could actually hear Bill more than one time.
You can hear Bill all day
if
you want to.
Wow, that's impressive.
But there's no topless. There's nothing. We don't. There's no.
We are family friendly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I just wanted to be. Not that I wanted to know, but people in the hallway are asking me, is there going to be a topless thing connected with this? I couldn't see how.
You're always going there, Bill.
No, I just couldn't see how that's possible.
I'm going to have to keep you in
but
check.
But see, technology, you never know. You tech guys, you might have something, you know, that. Okay, I'm
always got to keep you in check. My but, bad, Trev, you bad. Have a show, right?
We also have Urban Media Today Sports Talk, and we are on every Saturday morning, 8 a.m., and then we replay the show again at 6 p.m. It's a talk show similar to you, and don't worry, both of them, you get the full coverage of sports, and you get it from different aspects, and both of them are packed with excitement. So check us out as well, and we will promote and do promote Soul Take Champions Live as well. So that's every Saturday.
Cool, cool.
And your take, your soul take on the NBA.
On the NBA?
I got a question. As far as
who you like. As far as who I like.
Yeah. And then you can ask the question.
I like LeBron. I like Cleveland. But the thing what's happening with Cleveland is they're getting old.
Thank you.
You have to have the legs in the league. Like Oklahoma City last year, Oklahoma City had the legs. But Russell just didn't have the support that he needed. He was the man.
They all left him.
Well, exactly. But they all left him and became famous,
yeah,
which is crazy when
it
you think about it, because
it
they
is.
Actually had a big three that was awesome if
right,
they could have played
right.
together. That being said, I'm looking at L.A., and, yeah, I think L.A. will be back.
L.A. who?
The Lakers, of course. They'll
not,
be
not
back.
The Clippers.
They're not going to – no,
not,
the
not
Lakers,
the Clippers.
The Lakers. They'll be back, but it's going to take some years because anything that Magic touches turns to gold, of course, and we
wow.
understand that.
Bill O'Neill Jr. here.
No.
You asked the man's opinion.
Exactly. Because if you ask me who I like, like who's going to win it, I think that Golden State has the edge to win it because of their experience and because they still have the bodies, and they have the bodies with the experience. When you look at Golden State's bench, the bench is deep, and the bench returned from last season.
Very deep.
Not only is it deep, but it's seasoned. And when you have a seasoned bench like that, Coach Kerr is not sweating anything.
What about Houston? Houston is looking real good right now.
James Harden dropped 60 and a triple-double. Only one in the league to do that. He dropped 60 points and a triple-double.
So what are you
but
saying?
But as you get past James Harden, who you got? Okay, so you got Eric Gordon, Defensive Player of the Year from last year. Uh-huh. I get that. Uh-huh. But James Gordon's going to need scoring power to go with that 60 points. Okay. I don't think Houston has it to last.
Okay.
Because you know as you get past – we haven't even made it to the All-Star game yet. Mm-hmm.
They're an entertaining team.
Yeah,
they're,
exactly.
They're an entertaining team to watch, but you don't look at them as a finalist.
Houston?
Houston. They're entertaining. Oh, high-scoring team, but I don't see them – any more than you know that when you watch San Antonio, you're going to be watching a studious team, a disciplined team, but they're not going to get there either. And the thing about Golden State, man, is just like I said, when you got the horses, you win the race. Man, they bring cats at you firing them pistols all night long. One guy gets cold, two guys get hot. One of those guys get cold, another guy gets hot. And they're coming, they're running, they're rebounding, they're excited, and they're still hungry.
Well, I just say what I said or a question. Because Houston has a well-rounded team that I believe will have a chance to compete. However, James Harden in the regular season and James Harden in the postseason are two different players. Now, what he needs to do, he needs to bring James Harden from the regular season into the postseason, and then I think they'll have a good opportunity to compete with Golden State.
You know,
even though I still like Golden State, but I think Houston has a outside opportunity.
The only thing, only problem I see with what you're saying, Kevin, is this: is James Harden is not LeBron James. LeBron James puts the team on his shoulders and will carry you through the playoffs as well as the regular season. James Harden, I think he gets worn out, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I'm not taking anything away from
good
him.
Good point.
I think he's very good, but I think he has to play so hard that when it comes to the postseason, he looks for some scoring punch. He has the defensive support, without question, mm-hmm. but I don't think he has that scoring punch support that LeBron had last year.
But isn't his support better now with Chris Paul and the other pieces?
To be, yes, but we have yet to see what will happen in the postseason. Remember, we still have a long run after the All-Star game. We still got that run up through the rest of the regular season and then into the postseason.
James Harden reminds – I'm going to tell you who James Harden reminds me of. James Harden reminds me of David Ruffin. He's like the temptation that just wants to be the show, is the show, you know, light camera on me. I mean, no ill will against him, but he's just the entertainment factor of it all. So – I don't see them finishing. Speaking of which, and I did offer that for a reason.
Okay.
We want to just send out thoughts, prayers, well wishes, kudos, pats on the back, attaboys to the late, great Dennis Edwards, who passed away just a few days ago, a day away from his 75th birthday. But the man that took over when David Ruffin stepped out, if you know the Temptations, if you know Motown at all, boys and girls, if you know the Temptations, you know that David Ruffin was only in the group for 4 years. People would think he was there for 14 years. But David Ruffin came in and did the heavy lifting for quite some time, including Papa Was a Rolling Stone. So
now, let me hear you hit it, Bill.
It was the 3rd of September.
Go ahead.
That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Now, listen, that's enough of that. But I can go. Man,
okay.
If you call me,
okay.
I can go. But, yeah, man, what a great loss, you know, and only 74 years old. So, but, you know, I remember somebody saying to me, or I heard it on some network, when Ray Charles died, and I don't think Ray Charles was quite 80 when he died either, but this person commented on entertainers – live at such an accelerated lifestyle that, you know, 75 to us is really like 85 to them.
Mm-hmm.
The late nights, the lack of sleep, in some cases the alcohol, partying, in some
drugs.
Further cases drugs, not everybody, but it's just an accelerated pace, and if you don't take good care of yourself, and we all know Dennis Edwards had put on a lot of weight in the last part of his career, so we don't know if that played a part in it, because they didn't announce what he died from, but, you know, you got to figure complications in that regard. So, you know, entertainers, they live an accelerated life, and they die sooner than one expects, but, you know, just wanted to throw that out there for the listeners.
Now, just the transition. I mentioned that the NBA trade deadline is coming up this week, February 8th. But a trade already occurred. LA Clippers Detroit Pistons, Blake Griffin. So what do you two think about that trade?
It struck me as odd when I saw the news clip come up. Like, I don't know. I mean, if the Clippers see themselves improving themselves by what they got in return, but, you know, how do you let a Blake Griffin get away? I thought he's been injury prone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that you know, I'm just saying, for the level of talent that he has, I'd rather try to hold on to him and keep building around him. But be that as it may, I just thought it a little bit surprising. Clearly, you didn't see it coming. Neither one of you, I'm sure.
I believe they just signed him to a long-term deal. Yeah,
so nobody saw it coming. So it was a little bit surprising.
Early in the season.
But, yeah, you know, a little bit surprising. But, you know, the Clippers, correct me if I'm wrong, is there a former Laker in the front office at the Clippers that
I'm not sure.
The masterminds.
I'm not sure.
You're talking about the logo?
Jerry East? No. It's Jerry West.
You know better than –
No,
than,
so if Jerry West,
I know.
If Jerry West is calling the shots, then maybe there's good reason. So,
yeah, he signed a five-year, $171 million contract with the Clippers in July.
It's a lot of money.
And now he's gone. They traded him. So to say that you were surprised, I was surprised as well.
And here's an important thing to remember about him. He's one of only 72 men that have had sex with Kardashian.
Uh-oh, Bill. Kim Kardashian. Come on now.
Well, that's a statistic.
Come on now.
Well, don't we do statistics here?
Well.
So he's one of 72 guys.
Sports statistics.
The statistics are statistics. He's one of 72 guys that have slept with Kim Kardashian. So I think that's where we're not there.
And I'm curious, Bill. Now,
how about Kardashian?
How would you even know about those stats? How would you even know about those stats?
Well, I'm a well-read person. I'm well-rounded. I'm well-versed. I don't just read the front page. I read the front and the back page. But, yeah. You know. But speaking of back pages, that Kim Kardashian's got quite a back page.
5 years.
I'm on a roll here, Kev. Work with me, babe.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you off that subject.
Oh, okay.
But 5 years, $171 million.
Oh, because you've never looked at Kim.
A lot of money.
You've never looked at Kim Kardashian, huh? You're holier than thou. You've never looked at Kim Kardashian.
I'm a married man. Well, that's the only thing I can say.
You're not a blind man.
I'm a married man. That's all I need to say.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, now, let me leave you alone.
To answer your question about the trade, though, I'm loving it. When you had someone like a Blake Griffin coming to your team, you have already had Andre Drummond as a center, but Andre needed help with the scoring punch. Again, scoring, offense. Detroit is a defensive team. I mean, you had Reggie Jackson.
Defense
playing
in the NBA?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, as defensively as you can be. But when you have someone like a Blake Griffin coming in, dropping 20 points a game, that gives you some scoring punch. Now, the thing is it the old Blake or is it the new Blake?
And when I say healthy.
Exactly. Yeah. So when I say new Blake, I'm talking about the Blake that's injury prone and hasn't really finished seasons. So the old Blake Griffin, when he first came in, was a beast.
Now you like Philly, right?
I love Philly.
Okay, now.
Because there's young stars and it's just exciting basketball when you see Philly. They're going to have their ups and downs, but I'm still going to support Philly because the Sixers are just exciting. When you say Joel Embiid nowadays, people smile because it's like,
can
that's
play
fun.
Back-to-back games.
He can
yet to
play.
Be proven.
Huh?
Yet to be proven.
He can play. He can flat out play.
But he could definitely play, but you need to be on the floor to play.
But you get a return on your investment with Joel Embiid as far as the minutes. Because, I mean, look at Philly. Come on, Kev. You got to be honest. When you're looking at Philly, I get you. I got you. When you look at Philly, the last four first-round draft picks have been injured right away.
Right.
All right? Three of them didn't make it to the court until year number two when they technically weren't rookies.
Are they the ones climbing on those poles?
Who knows? But I'm just saying, that's why I like Philly, because they have the young stars who are up and coming. It's yet to be seen what's going to happen.
And they have our homeboy playing for Philly too, right?
Yeah. McConnell.
Right.
Yeah. Great player, too.
TJ is a good shooter.
Yeah,
he's a very good shooter.
Good player.
He's just not a J.J. Redick, though.
Yeah, he's not a Redick. You know, he's a good floor general, good fundamentalist, comes from one of the great basketball families of the nation. In the nation, the McConnell family, and the brother of the great Susie McConnell, who pound for pound has been linked in the top 20 greatest basketball players in Pennsylvania history. So yeah, it's an interesting Philly's an interesting team. I would offer that things in the NBA are going to kind of level off close to in and around where they were a year ago, and would seem to be at the very least interesting as we go down the stretch. Amazing. How long has LeBron been in? Is this 13, 12 years? I thought it was maybe 13, but even that. Yeah. Imagine that LeBron James is now old.
Well, he's been in the championship, NBA championship, what, the last 7 years?
So there, go figure.
Yeah. So it's somewhere 13 plus, I would think.
I did want to offer this to this misnomer about defense in the NBA that you made reference to, and I know you did it on a reflex because most people do. But the truth of the matter is, and I always say this to people, you go to an NBA game and see what you're seeing on TV looks like it's not great defense. These guys are so above the level that we are accustomed to seeing in high school and college that it looks like they're not playing defense. They're playing defense, but the ability of these guys offensively is just so super talented.
Well,
it may look that way, but I always remind people when they say no, there's no defense in the NBA, it's really not true. The athletes are so superior.
You need to remind the ex-players that come on the NBA Network and TNT, like a Charles Barkley and Kenny the Jet Smith. That's what they're saying, Bill.
They say it.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but I don't know that there's any difference in how the game is played now and when they played.
And I see it as well, from a layman's standpoint. Yeah. I definitely see Cleveland has issues when it comes to defense, and that's just a fact.
Well, we're going to take one more break and come back at you to wrap some things up and get you ready for next week. Stay tuned. And we'll be right back in a moment.
Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345.